You're listening to SBS News.
Australians often gather to call for social change, whether to pass the same-sex marriage bill or call on the government to take more action on climate change. Most notably, the recent protests have mobilised a new generation of younger Australians taking a stand for what they believe in. The younger generation not only voices their opinions at rallies, but many say they then make ethical choices when it comes to the way they shop.
It feels good to like spend your money knowing that it's going somewhere in the world to help out, you know?
Like Boost now sells like the paper cups, and like most places are doing the paper straws and stuff like that. Like I'm more inclined to buy those.
How it's manufactured, what it's made out of, like things like that, if it's like ethically sourced.
Market trends suggest corporate activism is a good way of attracting younger customers. Media Precinct content strategist Georgia Brewer says ethical companies do particularly well with 18 to 35-year-olds.
If you're aligning with values that are aligned with their personal values as well, that's when they start to come back and really repurpose your brand and use it for more than just that single product or service that they've allocated.
It's a concept which worked for Koala Mattresses, a brand built on animal conservation. They claim to save one koala for every mattress sold. Tech company Atlassian has also taken an environmental stand, with co-founder Mike Cannon-Brookes attending the United Nations Climate Summit to push for better climate policy. Smaller businesses like Galuzzo's Fruiterers in Sydney's Inner West are also taking an ethical approach. Frank Galuzzo says customers are happy to pay more for local produce.
$1 extra per kilo, $2 extra per kilo for stuff that comes from, in a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour out of Sydney. And people are happy to charge, pay that extra price, support the farmers.
However, in a recent speech to the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Prime Minister Scott Morrison urged businesses to avoid what he calls distractions and instead focus on their workers and profits. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce disagrees. He says activism and profits aren't mutually exclusive.
We clearly saw that there was a big business case, even though it was the morally right thing to do, support marriage equality, there was a great business case for it.
Strategist Georgia Brewer warns businesses put themselves at risk of losing younger clients and customers if they don't maintain their social credibility.
As soon as they figure out that they don't like something that's happening or they don't see something as positive going on, they truly decide that actually that's cancelled and then they move away. So if that is a brand, it can really impact your sales and, you know, things like your brand affinity.
It is a warning which has come too late for Spanish fashion giant Zara. It's lost many of its mainland Chinese shoppers for a perceived support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests, despite the retailer denying the claims. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.